The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
All reading from the Holy Gospel according to John.
Glory to you, Lord.
Jesus said to his disciples, "I am the vine, and my Father is the vine grower. He takes away every branch in me that does not bear fruit, and every one that does, he prunes so that it bears more fruit. You are already pruned because of the word that I spoke to you. Remain in me as I remain in you. Just as a branch cannot bear fruit on its own unless it remains on the vine, so neither can you unless you remain in me. I am the vine. You are the branches. Whoever remains in me and I in him will bear much fruit, because without me you can do nothing. Anyone who does not remain in me will be thrown out like a branch and wither. People will gather them and throw them into a fire, and they will be burned. If you remain in me and my words remain in you, ask for whatever you want, and it will be done for you. By this will my Father be glorified, that you bear much fruit and become my disciples." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
Morning, everyone. If we could pray our prayer for vocations, it's in your order of worship. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, amen. Let us ask God to give worthy priests, brothers, and sisters to his holy church. O God, we earnestly beseech thee to bless this diocese with many priests, brothers, and sisters who will love thee with their whole strength and gladly spend their entire lives to serve thy church and to make thee known and loved. Bless our families, bless our children. Choose from our homes those who are needed for thy work. Mary, Queen of the Clergy, pray for us. Pray for our priests and religious. Obtain for us many more. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, amen. Please be seated. So as you can see by these awesome veils and suits, and that something special is happening today. I think it's First Communion, right? And Charlie's back here. He's receiving his First Communion today. It is a special time. You know, who? Just raise your hand. Who here has a pet? Raise your hand. All right. Now, who here talks baby talk to their pet? I do. I always say, if anybody puts a camera over in the rectory, I'm toast. Because I'm ridiculous. Okay, with my dog Lady, all right, and you know, I'll say stuff like, "You know how much I love you. You know how much," and she looks at me, and I go, "Infinity. That's how much." And she usually jumps over and looks for a pet at that time. And I also tell her that I love her so much that I'd do anything for her. But then I'll go, "Are you feeling my love waves? Because I'm sending them, all right?" It's usually at that time, too, she jumps over by me. But, you know, why do I talk about that? Well, I think there's times, a lot of times, that we all can attest that we're literally feeling the love waves from God. You know, it sometimes becomes so intense that we're caught up in it. It's just an amazing love. And God wants us to know that love, boys and girls. He loves you so much. One of our great saints, Augustine, once said, "God loves you as if no one else in the world existed." Okay? Like you're the only one on the planet. God is so powerful, he can do that. Okay? He can love us as if no one else in the world existed. Like you're his favorite child, okay? but he makes all of us his favorite child. No parent can do that, right? But God can. And God wants us to know that love. He wants us, today we saw about the, Jesus said, I am the vine, you are the branches. What's he talking about there? He wants us to be well connected at all times. Okay? Like when Lady jumps over for me and presses up against me. All right? I always talk about how that beautiful sacrament of reconciliation, okay? The words in there, cilia, actually mean eyelashes. And when angel comes over and lays by me and puts her head next to my arm and her eyelashes go up and down like that, right? Kind of tickles, right? But we're really close at that time. That's what that word means for reconciliation. That we're so close we can get tickled by the eyelashes of Jesus, okay? But it's that kind of thing. He wants us that close. So then what happens when we're that close? That we have just this heart-pounding love for God. I mean, we're just so in love with him that what? That we want to do anything at all to make him happy, to please him, okay? That's real love, okay? We want to have that kind of relationship, that kind of love. That I'll do anything for you, Lord. So then what happens is, okay, that when you might, a quick, you know, the devil's always trying to talk into our ears. You should do this, or you should disrespect your parents, or you should be a brat to your brothers and sisters, okay? And the devil's, and when we're so in love with God, that it's like we can actually feel the eyelashes tickle our arm, right? We're so in love with God, that kind of love. Okay, when the devil comes and says we should do something that we know won't please God, what happens when we're so in love with God? We just go, of course I can't do that. I can't do that. Jesus is right here. I love him so much. I want to please him so much. Of course I can't do that. So you see what I'm saying there? It's almost like avoiding sin becomes easy. Jesus even told us, he says, my yoke is easy, my burden light. Okay? That's what he meant. When we're so in love with him that sin becomes easy to avoid. And also, when we're so in love with him, we see need easily. Okay? We see other people who might need something. Even if it's our smile, right? We see that more readily because Jesus is right here and we want to please him and he's awesome and we're so in love with him. And so, of course I want to smile at a person who might be having a bad day. We want to smile at everybody, okay? Because we're all having a bad day to one degree or another, right? We can all use each other's smiles, in other words, to relax in each other's company. You know, to help support each other. We got each other's back. You know, I live not for me, but for Christ who lives in me. You see, that's what's happening in your first communion now. Jesus is saying, I love you so much. I want to be so close that I even want to get inside of you so that we become one together. So that my mind, Jesus' mind, Jesus' heart is who we become. We literally become that. So that then we start doing Jesus things. Devil says you should do this sin. We go, I can't do that. I got Jesus in me, you know? Devil says we should, you know, ignore our neighbor and be a bunch of frowny faces. I can't do that. Jesus is in me. We got this thing. We're really close. This close, like eyelashes brushing up against each other. See, that's why he gave us this amazing sacrament, this Holy Communion. Okay? And then finally, you see a lot of wonderful people here, boys and girls, right? I mean, I don't know about you, but I think it's pretty amazing the strong faith of everybody that's here right now. I mean, look how we pray. Look how these guys take their jobs seriously, right? They're like military soldiers. Right? With great precision. Look how we offer the holy sacrifice of the Mass. Look how we come to receive Jesus at the edge of heaven here. I mean, look at all that. All of that says this is important. We got to take this seriously. We gotta get a trend going, a fad, if you will, of love going in the world. And it starts with us. If not us, then who? We who love the Lord so dearly, we who receive Him in the Holy Eucharist, if we're not trying to be those ripples from the pebble in the pond that are going out to the world, then who? But you are. They are. All of us are. It's wonderful. We want to be a part of that. And so today is the first day of the rest of your life with Jesus so close that He's in you. And giving you the power, a little literal supernatural power, to avoid sin and to do what's right and good and holy. Okay? It's going to be easy to do that. It's going to be easy to do that when you have Jesus in you. God bless you. And it's getting closer. I'm excited. I can see you are too. God bless.